It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and you also have to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available throughout Pennsylvania. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. And the regular season is fun and all, but only one thing can compare to the excitement of basketball's playoffs, and that's having skin in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Basketball has made its way through the regular season. Now it's time to crown a champion, and DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you in the center of the action to celebrate basketball's first round of the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook giving you an amazing free bet offer for every day that you bet at least $20 on basketball. DraftKings Sportsbook will give you a $10 bet free. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users get a free $10 bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out, offering a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20-plus dollars on all first-round playoff action. Again, that's promo code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante, and joining us now is Ross Tucker. Ross, how you doing, bud?
You know what, Jim? I am doing just fine, thank you. Still reeling a little bit from the announcement, but, you know, how much time does it help? How much does it help to just dwell on things all that long? I mean, I know we're going to talk about it today, but my point is, I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm going to look at the positives. It looks like we might have some college football. It looks like we're going to have NFL, and just keeping fingers crossed and hoping that that happens. In fact, I believe, Jim, I'm going to be calling the Army Middle Tennessee State game on Saturday, September 5th, unless somebody tells me different or unless something changes. So it's kind of crazy. I mean, with all the Power Five conferences that are saying they're still playing, not starting until like the 19th or the 26th. I don't even know how many football games will be on that first Saturday, but I think, as far as I know, I'm going to be calling a game that day.
Fantastic. Now, is it at West Point?
It is. Yep. It'll be at West Point. So that's the thing that's interesting is that, at least to me, you know, as of when we're talking, Conference USA and the Sun Belt and the American are all sort of in line with the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 12, whereas, you know, the MAC and the Mountain West are in line with the Pac-12 and the Big 10. It really is a fascinating situation, and we'll have to see how it unfolds, hopefully positively, you know, and hopefully these other conferences do play, and I'm sure that will make Big 10 fans and Pac-12 fans feel even worse if that ends up being what happens, that they do play and everything goes well. But we'll have to see it unfold. It feels to me, Jim, like one way or the other, this is going to be one of those 30 for 30 ESPN deals someday that we'll all be watching.
Yes, that, and it will be a fascinating show to see how some of these decisions came about. All right, Ross, I want to tap into your background as a former player. A week ago, I asked you, if you were a player today, would you want to play? Last week, you said yes. I'm going to assume you still feel that same way. Tell me if not the case. But I also wanted to know, especially after this thing settles in a little bit, you're now an adult, a father. If you had a son who were a college football player, how comfortable would you be with him playing?
Well, you know, Jim, it almost feels like it changes by the day. And what I find really interesting is here we are, we're at the end of the first week of full pads for NFL practices, but they've been, you know, back at the facility now for 20 some days. And the NFL only has a handful of guys that are even on the COVID list anymore. And I don't even know. I don't think anybody, I haven't heard about anybody testing positive in a long time. So between the NBA and the NHL and the NFL, I think what we're seeing is it's really not about contact sports. It's really not about, you know, oh, you need to be socially distanced during contact sports. It's really not that. It's really the positions that people put themselves in off the field or outside of the athletic activity that's concerning. So you look at what's happened at the University of North Carolina, which they're tracing back to off-campus housing, and the same with Notre Dame and an off-campus party. Even Major League Baseball, you know, the issues they've had, whether it's the Marlins or whatever, it seems like it's really about the decisions that people make off the field. And the reason why I mention all of that to answer you is I feel like I'd feel pretty good about my son playing football and being in that environment. Like I said last week, I'd feel better about that part of it than I would about when he's back on campus or off campus or with the other students. I mean, it appears to me like it's the normal students who, I don't want to say they don't have anything to lose, Jim, but they're just looking at things differently, right? I mean, the athletes, especially Division I football players, like they really, really want to play the season. So they're going to do the right things and do everything they can to try to get the reward of playing the season that they're looking for. Whereas other students, they don't really have that risk, right? Okay, so they test positive and the classes go virtual. No big deal. They're not really losing much. So yeah, I think I still would let my son play, and I probably feel better about it if my son was an athlete playing than I would if he was just a frat guy. Nothing wrong with frat guys. I was in a fraternity, by the way. I love frat guys. But if he was just a frat guy going back to school to just be around his buddies.
And the other part to it is the frat brother who may catch it and be asymptomatic. It doesn't affect his life at all. The player who catches it is asymptomatic, gets tested, he still is pulled from playing football. So he has a lot more at stake also if he were to get it. This kind of segues into something we started to talk about off the air, Ross, which was Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, finally, about 8 days late, too late, put out a letter, the justification for why the Big Ten canceled football. But at the same time, he does have a son playing college football at Mississippi State, the Southeast Conference, and it looks like his son is going to play. At the very least, that's not a good look for the commissioner of the Big Ten.
Well, so there's a couple things here, right, that I think are really important to note. Number one, the commissioner of the Big Ten works for the universities. He works for those presidents and chancellors, really the school boards, but the presidents and chancellors. So it's similar in my mind, Jim, to when anything dumb happens with the NFL or anything that doesn't seem right. Everybody just blames Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell's the worst. Roger Goodell's the... When in fact, a lot of times, Roger Goodell is really just doing the work of the owners. He's doing the bidding of the owners. And part of what comes with that job is that you are going to be the face of the organization and you're going to take the criticism. That's why you get paid so much. And just what you said, Jim, makes me wonder if this is even what Kevin Warren wants. I mean, he's the one taking the brunt of this, and I see hashtag fire Kevin Warren, et cetera. But I don't personally believe for a second that this is his decision. I think that the presidents and the chancellors made the decision primarily from a liability standpoint. That's my belief. Everybody wants to point fingers at somebody. Look, Kevin Warren, if he's letting his son play, it's pretty clear that he doesn't have a huge issue with it, and he thinks that you can mitigate the risk. I think that the presidents and chancellors have decided the legal liability is not worth it. Because here's the thing, Jim. They didn't want to cancel the season. They know how hard it is to get that $60, $80, $100 million in revenue. That's like the main function of the presidents. They know how hard it is to get that money. The last thing those university presidents want to do is give up that football revenue that supports so many other things. They know what the football team means for donations to the university. They know what the football team means for applications. They trust me when I tell you, university presidents are very well aware of the positive impact that these major football programs have throughout the university. I think they listen to the doctors, and I think the combination of the doctors and the lawyers are what scared them away and said, we just can't take this chance. You know, we saw what happened with the Indiana kid. We saw the Facebook posts. You know, it'll be bad if we cancel the season. People be mad. But if a couple kids have really bad outcomes, God forbid a kid or two dies, they'll never let us live that down. So I personally believe, Jim, that if you want to point the blame at someone, it's a shame. You know, I don't know. You can either say lawyers, you can either say the way our legal system works, us being, in my opinion, an overly litigious society, but that's who I think ultimately made this decision. And I think that, or at least the presidents made the decision based on their fear of the legal liability. Now, you and I might have talked about this before. I don't really understand that. If you are able to opt out and still keep your scholarship, I don't understand why the universities are liable, but evidently they still are. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they should have gone the next step and said, hey, there's some risk here. If you want to play, sign this waiver. Yeah, but then they'll get criticism. Oh, you just want these kids to play so you can make money. And you just want these kids to play so you can make money off them. You have them signing waivers, which it drives me crazy when I hear that narrative, because a lot of the players and their parents want to play. They're not looking at it like they're getting taken advantage of by the university and the university just trying to get money from them. And by the way, even if that's the case, they can opt out and still keep their scholarship.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ross, we're running out of time for this segment, but at the start of Ask Ross, I'll give you the counterpoint to your last explanation, okay? So stick around for Ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The basketball playoffs are here. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a $10 free bet when placing a bet of $20 or more on all first-round playoff action. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.